From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Here we are voting for a ceasefire that could have saved lives days ago.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley, as the U.N. Security Council unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. Council unity came after days of intense and difficult negotiations to find language that Russia would support. U.S. Ambassador Haley expressed her skepticism that the Syrian government would comply with a ceasefire, but said the truce must be given a chance to work.
We look to the Assad regime's backers, especially Russia and Iran, to address what the Secretary General rightly called a, quote, hell on earth.
Plans to vote earlier in the week were repeatedly abandoned due to Russia's continued objections to elements of the text. The Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee on Saturday released a response to Republican charges that the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democrats' 10-page memo in partially redacted form calls an earlier Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the FBI, the Justice Department, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and congressional probes into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. For President Trump calling into the Fox News program, Justice with Judge Dineen on Saturday evening said the Democrats' memo was a nothing.
Well, all you do is you see this Adam Schiff. He has a meeting and he leaves the meeting and he calls up reporters, and then all of a sudden they have news, and you're not supposed to do that. It's probably illegal.
This is VOA News. President Trump said he has asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. Speaking again with Jeanine Pirro, they discussed the recent mass school shooting in Parkland, Florida, as well as other issues, including a proposed military parade. He told Pirro that the parade would be held probably Veterans Day, which is celebrated on November the 11th. But he says, I like July 4th. He said it would be up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, the street in Washington that runs from the White House to the U.S. Capitol. China responded angrily Saturday to new sanctions the U.S. imposed on North Korea. China maintains the sanctions area counterproductive to efforts to halt Pyongyang's nuclear and long-range missile development programs. U.S. President Trump announced on Friday what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea and threatened phase two if the measures aren't effective. President of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, canceled plans to visit the White House after what it's said to have been a contentious conversation with U.S. President Trump over Mr. Trump's border wall plans. According to the Washington Post, Peña Nieto wanted the U.S. leader to say publicly that Mexico would not pay for the building of the wall, but Mr. Trump refused. About 15,000 protesters turned out on the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to voice their opposition to the deportation of African asylum seekers, many of them from Sudan and Eritrea. The demonstration in South Tel Aviv was in the heart of the area where many Africans lived after arriving in the city via the bus station located there. Over the past 12 years, about 40,000 Africans are estimated to have entered Israel illegally. Thousands of Italians marched peacefully to protest fascism and racism in Rome as similar demonstrations were held in other cities. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
Tens of thousands protested across Italy. The major rallies were in Rome, Milan, and Palermo. Demonstrations were held by far-right and anti-fascist groups. With just 1 week to go to general elections and tensions running high, Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. The largest rally against racism and xenophobia was held in the Italian capital, with people being bussed into the city from all over the country. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News. Rome.
There was also a counter-rally in Milan by a neo-fascist group where police clashed with left-wing protesters. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.